Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you sent Jesus into our world and that we can remember that at Christmas time. We pray that you will help us to remember and to know and to believe that Jesus will come back again and raise us to life to live with him forever. Amen. Well, today I want to talk to you about the best alarm clock ever. Now, kids, who has an alarm clock? Who has an alarm clock? Kids, yeah, a few of the kids have an alarm clock? It's called Mum, yeah, that's right. Not many people like the sound of their alarm clock. Adults, how many of you love the sound of your alarm clock? Yeah, it's music to your ears, right? No, not at all. Kids, some of you might be woken by Mum. How many of you are the alarm clock for your parents? Yeah, I know that's true for certain people in this room, for sure. Yeah, that's right. Most people don't like the sound of their alarm clock. For years and years, I had the same alarm clock, and I really didn't like the sound. It got to the point where, even to this day, when I hear an alarm that's the same sound as mine on TV, it makes me shiver. And I think, no, just a few more minutes, I don't want to get up yet. I actually heard a story about a guy who had the same alarm clock that woke him to get up for work every day for 47 years, the same alarm clock. On the day that he retired, he took his alarm clock with him to work and he crushed it in one of the machines at work on his last day of work. And he said the sound of his alarm clock crushing was music to his ears. Most people don't like the sound of an alarm clock. But sometimes an alarm clock, is a sound that we want to hear if it's waking us up for something that is good. When I was at the end of high school, I used to get up very early in the morning to go to the beach for a surf. And so when the alarm clock rang, I jumped out of bed and I was excited because I knew I was going for a surf today. But on days when I was going to school, the alarm clock was the last thing that I wanted to hear. And my mum used to say, why don't you just pretend that on school days that the alarm is waking you to go to the beach? But it doesn't work like that, does it? Imagine how disappointing that would be if you woke up every day going, I'm going to the beach today. But no, I'm actually going to school today. It doesn't work like that. You know, I can think of a day that's coming soon, kids. I can think of a day that's coming soon where all the kids here will be very excited to hear the sound of your alarm clock. In fact, you'll probably even be awake already before any alarm goes off. What day am I talking about, kids? Matilda? Christmas. I'm talking about Christmas. I'm sure there are no kids here whose parents have to drag you out of bed or whose alarm has to wake you up on Christmas morning, is there? In fact, you probably have a rule about how early you're allowed to get up on Christmas Day, right? Let me tell you now, it's not 3 o'clock, okay? It's much later than that. Christmas morning is a good day to hear the alarm clock. Because if the alarm is waking you for something good, then it's a sound that we want to hear. And the Bible tells us that one day we will all hear the best alarm clock ever. But it's not a normal alarm clock, it's a trumpet that the whole world will hear when Jesus comes back. When Jesus comes back, he will bring an alarm trumpet. And it won't just wake people who are sleeping, it will even wake the dead and bring them back to life. That's what we just read in the Bible a minute ago. Listen to it and have a look at verse 52 with me. Verse 52. It says, "For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." One day Jesus will come back to earth, and he will come with such power that he will wake the dead when he comes. Some people are pretty hard to wake up in the morning. Who's hard to wake up in the morning? Yeah, a few people. When Jesus comes back, he won't have any problem waking you. He will even wake the dead. He will do that one day. He will come back to earth and he will bring the dead back to life. And so it doesn't matter whether we are alive or dead when that happens. Everyone who trusts in Jesus will be raised to life and live with him forever. And he will give us new bodies, perfect bodies that never get sick or hurt or tired and that never die. We will live with Jesus forever. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Yeah, excellent. That's the best alarm clock ever. And we're looking forward to that. And that's the main thing and the first thing that we're looking at in the Bible today. The second thing that we're going to learn is that death has lost its sting. Jesus will come back and raise the dead, and he can do that because he has beaten death. He has taken away death's power to hurt us. I've got a quiz for you. The quiz is, what do all these things have in common? A shark with no teeth, a snake with no fangs, and a bee with no sting. Can anyone tell me what those three things have in common? Yes, Connor. That's exactly right. They might look scary, but the things that can hurt you are gone. A shark with no teeth can't hurt you. A snake with no fangs can't hurt you. And a bee with no sting can't hurt us either. And because of Jesus, that's what death is like for us. It might look scary, but it can't hurt us because death has lost its sting. That's what it says in the Bible. Let me have a read again from verse 54. Everyone looking, verse 54? The end of the verse. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is gone. Now, most people don't talk about death very much, do we? We don't like talking about death because death is often very sad. And some people think that death is scary. And because death is sad and scary, we try not to think about it and we don't like to talk about it. But if we trust in Jesus, death is not scary because Jesus has beaten death for us. Now, kids, again, I wonder if you can remember the story of David and Goliath. Who remembers the story of David and Goliath? Yep. Which one was the big scary one? Was it Goliath or David? Yes, Asher. It was Goliath, that's right. Goliath was big and scary. And because he was so big and scary, all God's people were scared of him because he was so much bigger and stronger than them and they couldn't do anything about it. But David beat Goliath, and so God's people didn't have to be scared anymore. And that's what Jesus did for us. But he didn't beat a big man, he beat death. And so we don't have to be scared or worried about death. Death is like a bee with no sting. Have a look at this picture of a bee. Who thinks that bee looks scary? Yeah, I think that bee looks pretty scary. Look at it. Very scary. But if you take away a bee's sting, do you know what it turns into? Who thinks that bee looks scary? No. A few people. Okay. Bees are only scary if they can sting you, if they can hurt you. A bee without a sting might look like a normal bee, and so if you are scared of bees, it might scare you if you see it, but it can't hurt you because it has lost its sting, and in fact a bee without a sting is going to die very soon. And that's what Jesus has done with death. He took away its sting so it can't hurt us anymore. Jesus came back to life. And if we trust in Jesus, he will bring us back to life too. Anyone who has died, who believes in Jesus, we will see them alive again. Death can't hurt us. It can't take people away from us anymore, and it can't hurt us because death has lost its sting. That was the second thing that I want to say. Death has lost its sting. The last thing I want to say from this passage is that because of those things, because of the best alarm clock ever, because death has lost its sting, we should keep trusting Jesus. The word the Bible uses to say that, the word this passage uses to say that, is it says, stand firm. It's in verse 58, the very last verse of the passage. It says, therefore, my dear brothers, Stand firm. Let nothing move you. Stand firm means not running away, not hiding, and not giving up from trusting Jesus. Think about David and Goliath again. When Goliath was standing in front of God's people and shouting at them, do you think they were scared? Yeah, I think they were scared. Do you think they wanted to stand there, or do you think they wanted to run away? I think they wanted to run away, yeah. They were very scared. They didn't want to fight Goliath. They wanted to run away. But after David beat Goliath, they didn't need to be scared anymore. Now they could stand firm and not run away because their hero had won the battle. And it's the same with us. Our hero has won the battle, and so we can stand firm. Jesus has beaten death, and so we can trust him with our life. Jesus rose from the dead, and he beat death because he took away our sin. And so if you trust Jesus, you are on his side. You are on the winning side. And so the Bible says, stand firm and keep trusting Jesus. Because if you trust Jesus, nothing can hurt you in the end. Even death can't hurt you. Because one day Jesus will come back and he will bring the best alarm clock ever. He will raise the dead and give us new and perfect bodies. And we will live with him with no pain and with no sadness and with only what is good. Some people are worried that they're going to miss out on good things. Does anyone worry that they're going to miss out on good things? Yeah, I know some people who are going to miss. They think they're going to miss out on good things. If we trust Jesus, we don't need to worry that we're going to miss out on good things. Because when Jesus comes back, everything that is good will be even better. And everything that is bad will be gone forever. And the good things that are even better will last forever. And so the Bible says, stand firm and keep trusting Jesus so that we can keep looking forward to that. Let me tell you some times when we need to remember this and keep trusting Jesus. Sometimes people will say that you are silly for trusting Jesus. But when Jesus comes back and brings the best alarm clock ever, you won't feel silly at all. Sometimes you might think that you will have more fun if you stop thinking about Jesus and start thinking about getting more stuff, or having more friends, or being more important, or doing more things because you don't want to miss out. Sometimes we might think we're going to miss out on the best things if we trust Jesus. But when Jesus comes back, you won't be worried about that at all, because that's when the best things really start to happen. We don't need to be afraid that we're going to miss out on the good things in life, because Jesus is the one who gives us all the good things in life. And not even death can stop that. Jesus is the hero who beat death for us. And when he comes back, he will give us a new life, and all the good things that we can think of now will be even better. And so the Bible says, keep trusting Jesus. Okay, we're going to pray now. So please, everyone, close your eyes and pray with me. Dear God, thank you that Jesus has beaten death for us. Please help us to trust in him and to believe that one day he will come back with the best alarm clock ever, that he will wake even the dead, and that will be the beginning of the best life we can possibly imagine. So help us to believe in that and to keep trusting Jesus now. Amen.